Wednesday, the 4th of February, Yud Shvat, Rabbi Avraham Shor, the Mitzvah of Tefillin.
This week's parasha, the parasha of Kriyas Yom Suf. Sosemus, in this week's parasha, is Meir, what are the two dargis of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? We find the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had Geulas Mitzrayim. We find on the seventh day it was an union of Kriyas Yom Suf. We have to understand that these are two shlavim, two steps to complete the Yitzhiyah of Mitzrayim. What happened by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? What happened by Kriyas Yom Suf? How will we magdir to understand what happened to Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim, and what happened b'shas Kriyas Yom Suf? We also find Nusach HaTfilah. We find we say Hamavi Bonav Ben Gidre Yom Suf. The Lashon of Bonam we find by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, we don't find the Lashon of Bonam. The Lashon of Bonam we find by Yitzhiyas, by Kriyas Yom Suf. Hamavi Bonav Ben Gidre Yom Suf. Mr. Semes on Shuish Al Pesach is Magdil, that in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim Klal Yisrael became Avodim Lamokim, and Shas Kriyas Yom Suf, we became Bonim Lamokim. There are two dargis that Klal Yisrael are in Kebonim and Kalvodim. There's a Bechina of Avdus and there's a Bechina of Ben. Shas Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, we became, instead of being Avdei Parei, Halulu Avdei Hashem V'loy Avdei Parei, we became Avdei Hashem, we became Avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what happened in Shas Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And Shas, when we went through the Yom, then we became Bonim Lamokim, Bonim Atim Hashem Alekechem. That happened in Kriyas Yom Suf. We have to understand how we understand what the Avodah of Avdus is, what the Avodah of Bonim is. What does it mean Avdus? What does it mean Ben? We'll try to explain it based on Kama Shtiklach Sasemus. We'll try to explain it how we could associate ourselves daily with these two Bechinas. In Sasemus and Parshas Bahar, brings a Zeh HaKadosh. He explains it in many different nekudas. Eved is mitzad the guf, Ben is mitzad the neshama. Person has a guf, mitzad the guf, a person has an aveda of avdus. There's an aveda of avdus, there's an aveda to take the guf and subjugate the guf, to make the guf mishubat to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the aveda of avdus. Avdus is when you have something that is misnaget, when you have something that doesn't want to let itself, something that you have to fight against, you have to work. That's the Aveda of Eved. The Aveda of Eved is the Aveda of doing the Aveda of the Odin, the Aveda of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mitchinas Odin, the Mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam at Adin HaKeil. And then that Aveda, we Mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam at Adin HaKeil, we have an Aveda of Avdus, to take our Ritzinus, to take our Guf, and we Meshabed our Guf to the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the other side, there's the Aveda of the Neshama HaKadosha. Neshama Gedosha is a chelik elekai mimal. Vayipach ba'apov nishmat chayim. Says in Sefer Hakono, man de nofach mi de leiko nofach. When Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam HaRishon, he was vayipach ba'apov nishmat chayim. He put it within him a neshama Gedosha. That neshama Gedosha, that's a ben lamokim, it's a chelik elekai mimal. That neshama Gedosha, the etzem, wants to connect itself back to Ribbono Shel Olam. The neshama Gedosha, the etzem, does not want to stay in the guf. It says in Medrash, Vatoshes alaik ocher v'kedem yitzatoni. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a person ocher v'kedem. He created him with two koiches, a koich that's called the ocher and a koich that's called kedem. The koich of kedem, that's the koich of the neshama, which is kodem l'chol abriya. That's the chelak alakai mimal in a person. And there's a different koich. There's a koich that is ocher l'chol abriya. He was nivra b'yoy mashishi. He's the lowest of the briya. The guf of Adam is the guf of Adam. That's the end of the Briya. Ocher v'kedem tzartoni v'toshas alai kapecha shteten medrish nirudike medrish kaliyochol. When something wants to jump out of some place, out of a cage, and you have to hold the animal within the cage, you take your hand and you press down. You don't let it leave. Hazei kaliyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not let the neshama leave the guf. V'toshas alai kapecha. The guf and the neshama be'etzem don't coexist. They don't exist together. One wants to go with the gashmias, and one wants to go back up above. One wants to leave the guf. The Rebbeinu Shalom forces the Neshama HaGadosha to stay within the guf. That is the Chelek HaNeshama, the Chelek HaBonim Lam Okim. So there's a Chelek of Avdus and a Chelek of Bonim. The Chelek of Avdus is Mitzad Avedus, a guf Sheba Adam. The Chelek of Bonim is Mitzad Avedus, a Neshama Sheba Adam. So that's the Avona of Ben and Evet. That's the Avona of Ben and Evet. We will go back to understand Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And we'll understand that the Shas when we went out of Mitzrayim, that was the time that we went out, the Gufim went out of Mitzrayim. That was the Yitzhiyas HaGuf out of Mitzrayim. Instead of the Guf being Meshubet to Mitzrayim, instead of the Guf not being able to leave Mitzrayim, the Guf was forced to stay in Mitzrayim. Now the Guf was able to leave Mitzrayim. That's the Yitzhiyas HaGufim. And from that we became a Bechina of Avodim Lamokim. And then we went a Madrega higher. We went a Madrega higher, we went a Madrega to Kriyas Yamsuf, which Kriyas Yamsuf is the Madrega of Bonim Lamokim. The Sasemis explains, Adav on Nifla, we know it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, based on Chazal, that when Neshama leaves this world, it has to go through Nahar Dinar. Why does it have to go through Nahar Dinar? Because since the Neshama was associated with the Guf, the Neshama HaKadoshim became Meluchlach from being together with the Guf. Even though the Neshama HaKadoshim can't be'etzim become the Neshama HaKadoshah be'etzem is a chachelik alakam yimal, but the Neshama HaKadoshah, since it was together with the Guf, has to go through an Ahar Dinar before it could go to its Mokim of Gan Eden, in order to cleanse it, in order to take away the lichluch that the Guf caused it. Azezak de'eligis ha'femes, that was the inyan of going through the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf was a pchina of Nahar Dinar. They went through a Nahar Dinar in order to able to be an alus ha'nefesh, like the Loshna Ramban, that in the Yam Suf they were Nisalu Nafshom, they had an Aliyah on the Nefesh, the Neshama HaKadosh of Klal Yisrael was Nisgala. That's when they became a Pchina of Amavir Bonov. That's when they became a Pchina of Bonim Atam Lashem Alekeichem. So the two Bechinois of the two Parashis, Parashis Boy and Parashis Beshalach, Parashis Boy is the Pchina of becoming Avodim Lamokim, and Parashis Beshalach is the Pchina of becoming Bonim Lamokim. Those are the two Bechinois. And as the Sasemis writes in Parshas Bahar, that's the Bechina of Yemei Sachel and Shabbos Kedish. In Yemei Sachel, Sheshes Yemei Hamase is the Aveda of Asir, the Aveda of being Ma'ase the Guf. Ma'ase, Ma'ase is from Loshen Ma'ase, from Loshen Isui, from Loshen forcing the Guf to be able that the Guf should be able to be a Keli, to be Mekabal the Eir HaNeshama. The Guf shouldn't be a Stira to the Eir HaNeshama, to subjugate the Guf. That's the Avodah of Yemei HaMa'asa, Me'a Ma'isa, the Avodah of forcing the Guf to be able to withhold itself. And then there comes Shabbat Kedish, Yom HaNishmasen. Shabbat Kedish is called the Day of the Neshama. Why is the Pshat in Shabbat Kedish that the Neshama Yisera? What is the simple way to understand Neshama Yisera? One of the Eitanim, that the Zasemet explains the Musik of Neshama Yisera. He explains that the music of Neshama Yisera is that the Neshama HaKadosha is Yisera on the Guf. A whole week the Neshama HaKadosha is not Yisera on the Guf. At times the Guf is Geiver Rachman Ulitzlan on the Neshama. At times the Neshama is Geiver, the constant Molchama. The Yemei HaMaisa, Yemei Molchama. There are days of Molchama, there's a Molchama between the Guf and the Neshama. It comes Shabbos Kedish, then there's Yom Menucha. It's a day when it's a menucha of this mochama. Why? Because it's Yom of the Nishmasin. The Neshama HaKadosh is given on the Guf on Shabbos Kedish. That's the musik of Neshama Yisera. The musik that the Neshama is Yeser on the Guf. The Neshama has a koyach to be Yeser on the Guf. So we find in Medrash, in Parshas Bei, that the first 6 days of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim are Yemei Sachel, and Shvi Yishol Pesach is called Shabbos. The seventh day. The seventh day is Shabbos. Meaning to tell us and to understand the way we explained it, that is where the inyan of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is the inyan of Yemei HaMaisa, the inyan of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is the Yitzhiyah of Gufim, the inyan of Shabbos Kedish is the inyan of Neshama, and that's what came Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf, the first Bechina of Bonim, the Aschola of the Bechina of Bonim, came on Shabbos Kedish. We know that the mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us are called Itin, are called Eitzes. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, Tayag Mitzis, a Tayag Itin. That's what it says in Zohar HaKadosh, the Mitzis are called Itin. The Emes, I heard from my father, Chen Avaracha, that the Mekarev and Zeh HaKadosh is a Pasek, and we find that the Rambam uses the Lashon. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he calls the mitzvahs Anshei Atzasi. That means that the mitzvahs are his Eitzigebes. His mitzvahs are the ones that give him his Eitzis. The Rambam in Sefer Hilchos Temura talks about the mitzvah of Temura, and he calls it from the Rebbeinu Shlom, Gedolei Eitzah, that the Inyan of mitzvahs are Eitzis. What are the Eitzis for? Every mitzvah has its own Inyan, what it's an Eitzah for. If we will look at the mitzvah of Tefillin, the Sasemis explains in this week's parasha, the Smichus HaParashas of Parashas Boi and Parashas B'Shalach. What is the Smichus HaParashas? The Parashas Boi ends in the Inyan of Tefillin. Parashas B'Shalach is the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsef, because there is a kesher between the two. In Tefillin there are also two mitzvahs, and the two mitzvahs incorporate in themselves the two chalokim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsef. Let us a little bit take the mitzvah of Tefillin, which is by all of us somewhat a mitzvah of mitzvahs anoshim l'umada. The mitzvah of Tefillin, which one does every day, has a sakana, a terrible sakana of becoming a routine. Atkidekach, that at times we don't even realize what we are doing where we're putting on Tefillin. We don't even realize the kedusha agedoila that there is in Tefillin. So it's kedai for us to take a little bit a walk through to know a little bit what the mitzvah of Tefillin is. And just to get ourselves in the right understanding what the mitzvah of Tefillin is, we will say over Edova Nifle. There's a tshuva sefer Minchas Yehuda from a rov in a small town in Poland, and he brings in the back of Chelik HaRechayim that he once heard from the Heilige Chedusherim that Chedusherim was Maflik, the godless of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. Who is the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison? Rebbe Rabbi Yonison is the Mechava from Kiresi Eplesi, the Urim Vetumim, a sefer that's mole, pilpul kerech ha-teira, meira va-oyen. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonison who bechayov was ziche to have 300 Talmidim Rabbonim bechayov, a yochid b'tchol ha-deiris that was ziche to such a nirdiki godless. And we know the godless from the Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. That the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison, when he took every day the Tefillin Shel Yad in his hand, and he was going to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, which by us, we don't know even what we're doing when we put on the Tefillin Shel Yad. The Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yonison had gegossen Tehillim every single day. Shoah Rucha, it says. Shoah Rucha used to cry, how can I take something that's so kodesh? Tefillin derab kedushas aguf. Tefillin they're not Tashmisha Mitzvah, Tefillin they're Tashmisha Kedusha. Tefillin which be'etem have the same Kedusha like a Sefer Torah. And take this Tefillin and touch it to my Boser V'dom. How can I take that and touch that and be Mekasha that? And take that and surround my goof with that? And they tell Rabbi Yonison Gevent every single day, Gigosn, Tehillin, Dmoyit, Sholish. How can he put on the Tefillin? That means, Amuridikan Nekuda. To understand what tefillin are, and to understand I'm a boss of a dom, how can I take this tefillin? And then once one realizes that, one dances from simcha, from the schir meira that he has, that he can take such a davar kodesh, and be mekasher to his guf. He had the yechilus to take such a davar kodesh, and be mekasher to his guf. And maybe he'll be able to think a little bit deeper. If it's possible to be mekasher such a davar kodesh to my guf, it must be that my guf is also kodesh. Because if my goof wouldn't be kodesh, I wouldn't be able to be served with such a kedusha. So it must be that my goof alone is kodesh. So it changes the whole life of a person when a person starts to be misbeinin what the mitzvah of tefillin is. Says in Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh Al HaTeira, the emes is that the goyim talks about it by Riches, but the Makor is already in Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad? That it's in one bayis, and the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh there are in four batim. What is the reason for it? What is the reason that the Rebbeinu Shleim said that the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh has to be tetofes, tat and pas, has to be four batim, and each bayis should have one parasha, and tefillin shel yad it should be one bayis, and all the batim should be, all the four parashas should be in one bayis. What is the reason for it? Shteitim teisa rosh al ha-teira. And then we will try to understand a little bit deeper the way the Goyim explains it. A person has five chushim. A person has five senses. In his face, in his head, in the head of a person, in the rosh of a person, the Rebbeinu Shlom put four senses. The sense of smelling, the sense of sight, the sense of tasting, the sense of seeing and hearing. Those are the four senses that a person has in the rosh. And the guf a person has what's called the sense of touch, the sense of mishush. Those are the four chush, the five chushim that a person has. Shteitin teisa rosh ala teira. A person has four chushim bereish, kenegedem there are four batim. A person has the chush hamishush biyad, kenegedem there are in bias. That's the first thing. Maybe afterwards we will try to understand, once we know this, why when a person says al shem yichud on tefillin, he talks about shar chushai v'keichosai. Where does the chushai v'keichosai come in here? Now we understand suddenly that the chushai v'keichosai have a pshat. The goyin adds and tells us something that is a big chiddush, that truthfully in the guf there are also four different tashmishim. Just like in the moyach, just like in the reish of a person, there are four different tashmishim. So too in the guf, there are four different tashmishim. And the goyim says that the rashatavis of the four tashmishim in the guf are nase. The guf savayde is nase. The guf savayde is asiyah. And the guf has four different tashmishim. The four different tashmishim of the guf is ninua beguf, asiyah beyadayim, shimush be'ever, halicha beraglayim. The Treshetavis of Nasa. Those are the four Tashmishim of the Guf. Frek the Hele Gevoyin, if so, why is it that in the Guf we don't say that we have eight Chushim? If the Goyin separates the Dalit Chushim in the Guf to four different Chushim, so the Goyin, because they're all incorporated in one Guf. Masha'en came in the Rish, they are separated in four different parts. There are four different Chalokim in the Moyach. In the Moyach of the person, the mind of the person, there's four different Chalokim. One controls the sight, one controls the smelling, one controls the tasting, one controls the hearing. It's four different chalokim in the mayach. Masha'enken in the guf, it's one guf that has all these four avodas. Now we understand. Of course there are four parashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Yad, just like there are four parashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Reish. The four parashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Reish and the four parashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Yad are connected to four chushim. These are the four chushim of the guf. These are the four chushim of the Rish. But there they are separated into four batim. Here there are one bias. Because just like in the guf there are one guf, so too in the bias there are one bias. Just like here there are four chushim, so too here there are four different chalokim in the mayach, so too are there are in four different batim. Thus it tamtzes divrei ha-tayserosh, tamtzes divrei ha-goyin, and to understand the tzura of the mitzvah of tefillin. But let us go a little bit further. Let us understand the difference in the asiyas ha-mitzvah. The Heilig Yisrael Hermes explains that one can look at a mitzvah and look at the tzura of how one does a mitzvah, and from the tzura of how one does a mitzvah, one can understand what the mitzvah is. The Torah HaKadosha tells us, "Ukshartom lois al yodecha v'hoyu l'teitofes b'neinecha." The Torah HaKadosha gives us a tzura of the mitzvah. Ukshartom lois al yodecha. The mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad is a mitzvah of kshira. The mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Reish is vahoyu. The mitzvah of vahoyu. That's the difference. What is the difference? What is the difference between the two? Why is this mitzvah al yidei ha-maisa kshira, and this mitzvah is a maisa of Tefillin Shel Reish, is a mitzvah of vahoyu, a mitzvah of they should be. Why is the din that kol zman sheyiru b'neinecha yiru shtayim? You have to first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad and then put on the Tefillin Shel Reish. What is the reason for that? What is the avida of Tefillin Shel Yad? The shabd b'zeh taivais u'machshavais libeinu l'avidosa yizbarach shmei. The avida of Tefillin Shel Yad is the avida of kshira. The avida of taking the guf and tying down the guf. Tying down the kirchis of the guf. Binding the guf. That's the avida of Tefillin Shel Yad. U'ksharatom neged alev l'shabd b'zeh taivais u'machshavais libeinu. There's nothing else to do with the guf except to be mashtik the guf. The Sasemes teaches a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Lo mitzasi leguf toiv mishtika. I didn't find for the guf anything better. The only thing I found for the guf is no mishtika. What does it mean, shtika, of the Sasemes? Lahashtik keichais haguf. To be mashtik the guf. To quiet down the guf. The guf doesn't want to stay quiet. The guf is a toiveya. The guf is a toiveya beperachmon litzlom. It's a mocked by a mensch. The guf vildos, the guf vildos, the guf vildos. The guf has a lot of different retainers. And the avoid of tefillin is lishavet b'zeh taivis u'machshavis lebeinu. To go out of the Mitzrayim, the Eva ta'oretz. To go out of the avdus to Mitzrayim. To go out of the avdus to Eilam Hazeh. To be able to be our Eva to the Rebbeinu Shel Eilam. That's the avodah of the guf. Sheshes yimei hama'aseh, hama'aseh, to be ma'aseh the guf. The klei ha'ma'aseh, the klei ha'dayonim, that we have to be shefet v'sheitzrim titin l'cha b'chol sharecha, elu klei ha'dayonim, the klei ha'dayonim which are ma'aseh the person, which force the person. That's the sheiter, the policeman that says that keeps the guf in check. That's the avodah of the tefillin shel yad. The avodah of the tefillin shel yad is to be the policeman on the guf, to watch the guf shouldn't be teveya, to quiet down the asiya of the guf, the alicha of the guf, the nanua of the guf, the shimish of the guf, all the klei ha'maisa of the guf, like we said, that's the avodah of tefillin shel yad. The avodah of tefillin shel reish is to take the ur ha'neshama, the ur ha'neshama, and be mayor of the ur ha'neshama. It says in Heilige Zera Kedish, in Parshas Baal Leischa, Dvorim Leichoim Admiyot, we say every day in tefillin, when we put on tefillin, we talk about Shiva Kineya Menorah. What are the Shiva Kineya Menorah? Where does this come to tefillin, Shiva Kineya Menorah? Why do we talk about Shiva Kineya Menorah when we put on tefillin? So the Heilige Zera Kedish in Parshas Baal Leischa, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created in a person, in every single person, a Menorah HaTiyahira. Every single person has a Menorah HaTiyahira. In the Reish of a person, there are Sheva Shiorim. There are seven openings in the Reish of a person, Dugmas HaMenorah, that there were seven Neiris. But it's not only that Dugmas HaMenorah. There's a Sefer called Ur HaTzvi. The Sefer Ur HaTzvi has a skoma from Goyna Godel Shualeb. Shualeb will give an askoma on a Yid in Brisk that wrote a Sefer Ur HaTzvi, a Sefer Nifla Admiyid. And he writes there, look at the person. The two ears are the two outside Kanei HaMenorah. The two eyes are the next two Kanem. The two holes in the nose are the nostrils are the next two Kanei HaMenorah. And the pair is the Kanei HaMenorah. If you will look good, you will see that the Tzura of a person is HaMenorah HaTeirah. Pnei HaMenorah HaTeirah. The Tzura of a person is HaMenorah. Shteit in Zera Kedesh. Tzura is the Gematria HaMenorah. Because the Tzura of a person is a Menorah. The Zera Kedesh goes further. The Zera Kedesh tells us, if you will take a Menorah and you will light the candles of the Menorah, you will light the air of the Menorah, if there is no oxygen, the Menorah can't burn. The only way the Menorah burns is with Avir. You will see that each one of these Chushim, they only work if there is some air around them. If you will take away the air from the ears of a person, the person will not be able to hear. There's no hevel around any one of the evarim that we talk about, then they don't work, just like the Eira Menorah. What is the hagvana of these words? We saw dvarim nefloim. What is the havvana of these words? The Bara Olam gave us shiva shi'arim, the reish of the person, that through them, through these shiva shi'arim, they should burn the Eira Menorah, the Eir HaNeshama HaGdeisha. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a Neshama HaTeira. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave that Neshama HaTeira a way that Neshama should be meir in the guf. That Neshama should be lit in the guf. Where does that Neshama have to be lit in the guf? In the seven Shiorei HaNefesh. Those are the Shiva Kinei HaMenoira. Now you will understand why on Tefillin Shel Reish there are two Shiens. One Shien has four Kavim. One Shien has three Kavim. What is the reason for it? Of course there's reasons of Kabbalah. Of course there's Dvarim Amukim Admiyot. Of in Dvarim Apshutim Etznegeh to our Avedin Avedis Hashem. That shouldn't be Chachmata Meribba Mimaisov. A person puts on Tefillin Shel Reish. He has seven Kavim. Those are the seven Kinei HaMenorah. Those are the seven Kinei HaMenorah which are being lit by the Tefillin Shel Reish. By the four Batim which are in the four Chushim. Which are light the Eir HaNeshama in the seven Kinei HaMenorah, in the seven openings in the Reish of a person. That's the Aveda of Tefillin Shel Reish. Now we understand that the two Batim, now we understand that the two mitzvahs of Tefillin are Keneged Yitzias Mitzrayim and Keneged Kriyas Yam Suf. The mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad is Keneged Yitzias Mitzrayim. As we explained before, that's the Yitzia of the Gufim of the Klal Yisrael, that the Gufim go out of Mitzrayim, and if the Gufim went out of Mitzrayim, that means that the Guf shouldn't be any more Meshubit, shouldn't be any more subjugated to Mitzrayim, to Eved, to Eretz, that the Guf should be an Eved, L'Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Kavla, the Avdi, like Chazal called Tefillin, Tefillin on the Kavla, the Avdi, the Chisim of an Eved, that's the Tefillin Shel Yad, is the Bechina of Eved, The Tzion Shel Roish is the b'china of Ben Bonim Lamokim, the b'china of Eir HaNeshama of all Kol Am Eretz, Ki Shem Havaya Nikra Alecha. Kol Am Eretz will see that Shem Havaya Nikra Alecha. The Yoru Mimeka from the Neshama Gdeisha, from the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, from the Mam Denofach, Midaleka Nofach, from the Eir HaNeshama, from the Eir Havaya that's Meir in the Guf. That's the Eir of the Tzion Shel Roish. That's why it says in Balaturim that Shem Hashem Nikra Drashatevis Shein, that's the Shein of the Tvilin, because on the Tvilin Shalish, that's where it comes out, the Shem Hashem Nikra. Like the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbeleza God Loim Eilu Tvilin Shebereish, because that's the Avid of the Tvilin Shalish to bring out the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. The Ur of Nishama should come out, the Ur of the Nishama Gdesha should be Meir. That's the Avid of the Tvilin Shalish, and that's the Ur of Kriyas Yamsuf. Though that is the connection of the two parashas of Bri and Bishalach, the connection of the Tefillin to the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, because the Tefillin incorporates in itself the two chalokim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the chalok of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's the chalok ha'eved, and the chalok of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's the chalok of the ben, of the chalok of bonim lamokim. It says in Zohar Kodesh, in parashas Terumah, v'asu li migdash v'shachamti b'seichom, to make a mikdash b'shachanti b'seichom, do roza the tefillin. This is the seed of the mitzvah of tefillin. Of course, it's again dvarim that are lemala masa b'seinu, dvarim that are mukim miyed, that we don't have an asog in them. Just for our inyonim to understand a little bit our aveda, the way the Sasemis explains the Zohar Kodesh, also a little bit lemala masa b'seinu, but let's take it down to our asogis. In Yishalmi in Masechtes Berachos, Vesisuru Ache Elavavchem Vache Enechem, Elu Hein Tchein Tzasure Dechator. These are the two miraglim, the two spies that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to the Guf, the iron and the leaves. Those are the two spies that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to the Guf. That means that the Guf has two things that are ma'irer the Koiches HaGuf, the iron, which is the iron roya v'leiv chaymed, like the Yishalmi ends, kli maise rachmona l'tzlon v'imrim. That's the koyach of the kli maise that comes from the iron and the leiv. Keneged them, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a tefillin shel yad keneged aleiv, and a tefillin shel reish l'tetofes ben enecha, to protect us, that the iron and the leiv should be protected. The leiv shouldn't be chaymed, and the iron shouldn't be roya. The iron of a person, Salva Nifla, there's a Sefer Ur Yitzchok from Rav Yitzchok Radavilla, a son from Heiliger Ramechol Zlotcheve, states in Ur Yitzchok in Parashas Vayeshev, that why is it that when a person has a little particle of sand goes into his eyes, the person's eyes start to tear, the person is so disturbed by a little particle of sand. For what reason is he so disturbed by a little particle of sand? Dr. Adova Neure, where is the Neshama Gdosha? Where is the place that the Neshama Gdosha is? The Neshama Gdosha lies in the eyes of a person, and therefore the eyes cannot be civil, even the smallest particle of Gashmias. On the whole Guf, any particle of Gashmias will not disturb it. But on the eyes, even the smallest particle of Gashmias will disturb it, because that's where the Mishkan HaNeshama is. That's why the Tefillin Shel Reish, which is connected to Neshama, is like Tetofa, it's Bein Einecha Daiko. It's the Kesha to the Einayim. To the Einayim, if one wants to know Adova Nifla Admi Eid, it's just to not because we have to have any proof in the Torah Agdeisha, but just to see the Dvorim Nifloim. A doctor showed me clearly with Kalim Shainim, that if one will see where the eyes go, the eyes have, from the back of the eyes, there goes a some kind of muscle, some kind of koyach, which goes to the brain, which crosses over the left eye and the right eye, exactly in the mokum of the tefillin. They cross over the two eyes, connect exactly in the mokum of the tefillin. Then there are mamshach, exactly in the mokum of the ritzuis, and they come together exactly in the mokum of the kesher sharesh. I'm telling you something which you could go be mavara by a doctor. To them the neflois of the Bnei Necha, to them the neflois of the Torah Hakadosh is Bnei Necha, that it's mamish Bnei Necha, and the whole tzias of tefillin is mekusher on the Bnei Necha. And that's to be mekusher of the iron and the lave to the Rebbeinu Shalom. In the Beis Hamikdash it says, Apostik Imalachim, V'hoya Eini V'libi Shom Kol Hayomim. The Beis Hamikdash is the kesher of the iron and the lave of the Rebbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael, and the kesher of the iron and the lave of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person puts on tefillin, his mekasher is leiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He takes his guf and it's all its ritzenis, and he ties down all the ritzenis of the guf, and his metayer, his mekayim hatovas haneiris before he puts on tefillin. His meitiv the neiris before we light a menorah. There's a mitzvah of hatovas haneiris. Lenakos apseilus, to take out the pseilus, to take out the pseilus from our oznayim for what we heard, to take out the pseilus from our inayim from what we saw, to take out the pseilus from the from what we were mariach, from what we smelled what we didn't what wasn't right, and from what we talked it wasn't right, and what we tasted wasn't right. Before a person goes to put on tefillin, he has to be made to vesaneres. How are we made to vesaneres? With a little bit of tshuva, a little bit of tshuva. Dobo Pele, a person goes and puts on tefillin, he can be in the aidus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Before we go and become an aid, we anyway have to do tshuva. If we want to be native, the neira is that we should be mekayim, that lokas ham neira b'shach, we put on tefillin. A person has to be mizbeinen before he puts on tefillin. A little bit to do tshuva, to be menake the neira, and to tie down the guf, and to be menake the places that the oir and the sham has to be lit. And then we makasha the iron and the laves. And then we make a small base of Migdosh, but also the Migdosh, which is Hanti B'Seichon. And Klal Yisrael will be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tefillin B'Shleimus. And we'll be Mizoyah in the mitzvah of Tefillin the way it should be. And we'll be making, but also the Migdosh, which is Hanti B'Seichon, B'Seich Kol Echot V'Echot. We'll be Zeichah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Sheirish Chinosei B'Seichenu. And we'll be Zeichah to see, V'Hoya Eini V'Libi Shom Kol Hayomem, Kol Hayomem Kipshutei, V'Semik B'Shashlishi, which will be the Ashrot HaShchina Kol Hayomem. That we should be able to be zeicher to see with our own eyes the sechzena and neinu b'shufcha l'tziyin berachmem. We need a lot of rachmem that the eyes that see this world should be able to see the shechina hakadosh when it comes back. We need a lot of rachmem after being in such a megushim dike terrible world that it's impossible for a person to go through it without becoming meluchlech rachmanu l'tzlam. We need a lot of rachmem that we should be able to see with our eyes b'shufcha l'tziyin. From the koyach of mitzvah tefillin, which are mekasha the iron and the lave, which take the iron and the lave and mekasha them to the Ribbono Shel Olam, will be zeicha bekorav b'meira b'yemenu to the zgalus hashchina, and to be able to see with our own eyes when the Ribbono Shel Olam returns the shchina hakdoshah to Klal Yisrael.